I was just thinking, there's absolutely no logical way to tie in the song we just sang with the next song we're going to do that has to do with natives in South America and the bamboo they throw in the river. There's just, you know, you should tie everything together, but there's just no way to tie this in. I've been trying to think of... We were at the Mecca a couple of nights ago listening to Joe and Eddie, and those guys really know how to sing a song, don't they? They know how to turn on their eyes. That's like a song that they might rearrange and try to sing up there. And boy, they get up there and stomping and everything. The audience is jumping up and down and clapping and everything. And they're a bunch of wild natives. Speaking of natives, the song we like to do for you now is entitled Bongo.
Between two men. She loves one, yet is promised to another. They call her Katie Cruel. When first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. Now they changed their tune. They call me Kitty Cruel. Go where I would, I shall not wish that I were what I am not. Love who I may, I must not.
Still I am, bow to my lady, bow to my lady.
He came to town on Friday. Friday, took my love on Sunday, I was to wed another. They sent him away on Monday. Go where I would, I shall not wish that I were what I am not. Love who I may, I must not. My heart's desires. Then go where I would, I shall, and be what I am, I will. Love who I may, I'll marry.
Shiloh is a song that illustrates the tragedies and heartbreaks of the Civil War. Listen closely to the words as we narrate the story of Amanda Blaine in the Hills of Shiloh.
Have you seen Amanda Blaine in the Hills of Shiloh, wandering through the morning rain in the Hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her at her door, listening for the cannon's roar, and the man who went to war from the hills of Shiloh? Oh, 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 oh.
Of our country, a conflict arose between the northern states and the southern states. Men were called to war and forced to leave behind their sweethearts. The grief of separation grew to its peak as the war too grew to its peak in 1864. The desperate pleas of the women were muffled only by the sounds of war, the cruel war.
Ooh.
The Wandering Seven, our first contestants in the Hootenanny contest. Wayfaring Seven, okay. I'm sorry. And we'll continue with our show in just a few minutes.